Page 56. Listen for main ideas.
Hi, this is Lisa. I'm doing a project on accents for my sociolinguistics course, so I'm interviewing some of my friends from grad school. This is my friend Peter. Peter, can you give me a little background on where you grew up?
I'm from St. Vincent in the Caribbean. That's what we call home. And I've lived in the States here in North Carolina for 6 years.
Oh, so do you feel that you have an accent?
Well, I wasn't aware of my accent until I came here. Obviously, growing up in St. Vincent, no one told me I had an accent because we all spoke the same.
Oh, so how did you feel about your accent when you came here?
Well, when I came here, many people commented on my accent. So I started to be aware of it. I still get comments all the time. I mean, they always say things like
what do they say?
People say, "Oh, I love your accent. It's so musical. Keep talking."
So you're saying that they like your accent?
Yes. But I also remember when I first came, I felt that I spoke so slowly. Everyone else spoke much faster.
Mm-hmm.
Some people stereotyped me because of that. I could tell that they were thinking, he's not very bright, you know. He speaks so slowly, you know. So he must be thinking slowly too. So that made me feel pretty self-conscious. Also, whenever I opened my mouth, I could see people thinking, I wonder where he's from. And that would be the first question. Where are you from? And then I'd have to go into this long explanation about my background. I got tired of it.
Oh, but wasn't that a good way to meet people?
Maybe. But there's a difference between meeting people and making friends. I mean, here I was, a first-year student, meeting lots of people, but I always felt that the other students didn't really understand who I was. It made me feel like I didn't fit in.
Oh, so did you try to fit in?
Yeah, I did. Not intentionally. It's funny how that happens. But I'd hear myself saying first instead of first.
Oh, okay.
And I'd try to speak quickly. Oh, and I'd try to use the slang that everyone else used. A lot of the slang was different.
But you don't have an American accent now. What happened?
Well, I started to feel differently when I moved to the International House.
The International House?
Yes. This house on campus where foreign students lived. I started going to parties there, and I really felt like I fit in because everyone had a different accent. They didn't stereotype me. And everyone accepted everyone else's accent. I guess that's the main thing. When people accept you, then you can speak the way you want.
I see. So, do you think your accent has changed at all?
It's really strange, because I go back home and my friends say to me, "But Peter, you lived abroad all these years and you don't even have an American accent." You speak exactly the same.
So it sounds like you want to keep your accent.
I do now. It's part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my identity. But of course, you know, I'm also older now. I'm not trying to fit in with a crowd. So I'm comfortable with the way I speak.